Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. We're glad you're here. If you've been listening already, we consider that a sign of a high intelligence. Thank you for that, too. And you're welcome for that compliment. Rick Maurer is our guest, as I promise you. Rick is our good friend and a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's one of the smartest management minds that I know, and especially in the area of change, which is, and I don't know how you could be a professional manager today if you can't manage change. And Rick's a pro at helping us with that. He's the author of Beyond the Wall of Resistance. Also, one of my favorite titles of all the books that I've ever read, Why Don't You Want What I Want? And his second book. And more importantly, he's our good friend. Rick, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Good to be here.
So what's going on these days? What you got on your mind?
Well, there was an interesting column in the Washington Post yesterday by a guy named Shankar Vedantam. It's called the Department of Human
Behavior.
What
a name.
I know.
Say it again.
It's Shankar, S-H-A-N-K-A-R, and I may be mispronouncing his name, last name, but I believe it's Vedantam, V-E-D-A-N-T-U-M.
Shankar Vedantam. That's almost as bad as Blasingame.
There you go, yeah.
go ahead.
But anyway, he wrote this column about what happens, like, in the election process when we're faced with really complex decisions. I mean, there's stuff out there. I mean, some of the issues facing the United States right now are tough, and, you know,
especially when you've got we got some candidates that are policy wonks.
Exactly.
And they really get over into the weeds on some of this stuff.
Yep. And we, because we've got jobs and all that. I mean, we
you mean because we have lives?
Yeah. we don't do that. And what our brains do is take mental shortcuts, and so we go, okay, I don't really understand those issues, but that candidate's values seem to pretty much align with mine. And so then what will happen is that we vote for them, and I mean, this is just, you know, this is not an American phenomenon, this is what people do, it's a mental shortcut. But then you and I start arguing over something, and we're arguing the facts, when actually, if you were to dissect it, we don't know what we're talking about, or we may even agree on the facts. What's really at stake is the values are different, but we're not treating it that way. And when I read that, I was thinking about our talk this morning, and I thought, you know, I know we're not talking about politics, but I think this has real implications for men and women who are running small businesses.
Well, you know, there actually is some visual research that we have watched over the election cycle. There have been programs showing how people scored politicians as they in the debates, and you could literally watch the attraction or the unattraction to that candidate as they spoke. And so, you know, a candidate would say, wah, 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 and the line would just kind of go along, you know, and that wah, wah, wah would be something like, you know, something talking about a cost of living and some kind of other policy wonkish stuff, you know, and it'd be wah, 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 jobs, wah, 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 church, wah, 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 wah. Patriotism. And every time those jobs, every time one of those words came up, the thing would spike.
Oh, that's
when it came to thing. When it came to a topic that the average person could understand, and they would react then positively or negatively. But the white stuff was kind of in the middle, you know.
Yeah.
And so, are you saying that? Let's just say that I don't like you very much. I think, you know, I don't like the way you live your life. You know, you and I are quite a bit different, but we work together, and you have been assigned to speak to a group that I'm in, and you're clearly the expert in this area.
Yeah.
You clearly know your stuff. You clearly are the right person to be delivering it, but because I really don't care for you much, that's going to impact whether I listen or not?
It'll have a huge impact. and it's worse. It's actually even worse than you described. It'll have an impact on your ability to listen. I mean, it's one thing for you to say over coffee, I'm not going to listen to that guy. I don't like that Rick Maurer guy. But physiologically, I mean, our brain starts to go, he doesn't have anything to say, and all of this static comes up, and so you don't even hear it. Or you start listening for those key words to let you know, I was right about him.
Stand by. You know how important it is for me to be right, Rick.
I know.
Stand by. Rick Maurer is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He and I will be right back after these messages. To Winnie Till, stay with us.
Now it's time to go home. Then he makes it fast with one more thing.
A little bit of Stones for you coming back. Get off of my cloud. That's what I tell people sometimes, Rick Maurer. Rick Maurer is our guest, folks, and Rick's a good friend. We've been talking about how our attitude about people influence what we hear from, what we take away from them when they speak to us. And, you know, sometimes I just want people off my cloud, Rick.
There you go, yeah.
Especially when they don't want what I want.
I know. Life's unfair that way, Jim.
Give us your website, please.
Sure. It's www.beyondresistance.com.
Which is part of the title of one of his books, Beyond the Wall of Resistance. Okay, so we got somebody who's going to be speaking to us.
Yeah.
Could be a candidate, could be an employee, could be could be our boss, could be the person who holds our professional lives in their hands.
Yeah.
And they're speaking, and we don't really care much for them.
Right. So there are a couple of options. Let's use a scenario. Imagine that you and I run the business, and I'm about to go in and talk to the employees today because there's this major change that we need to make. We're gonna expand our business or whatever it might be. And if I start thinking and I go, you know, my values and the people, you know, a lot, and the values of the people on the staff, you know, just politically we're different. We're different in a lot of ways. This is going to be uphill all the way. But if Jim went in there, you know, these people, they like each other. You know, you might.
I might not be the most knowledgeable, I might not be the most effective in terms of the want stuff.
Exactly.
But they might listen to me and get more interested in it because for whatever reason, I'm not a threat. I'm not intimidating. I don't have any baggage with them, etc.
Well, yes, and that your values—they believe your values are similar enough that Jim isn't. They're thinking Jim isn't going to do anything to hurt us.
Right.
Whereas maybe I won't do anything to hurt them, but they're not so sure.
Well, there's something else out there, and this gets back to politics, Rick, and that's the single issue voter. See, there are people who are really crazy about campaign finance reform, and they don't care what else John McCain stands for. That's their deal, and they're going to vote for him.
Exactly.
There are people who think the United States should have, you know, unmitigated, unrelenting universal health care, and it doesn't matter what Hillary or Obama, either one, are going to do in anything else that may or may not be in their favor. They're going to vote for that person because of that issue, because that's a big deal to them.
Yeah.
And in business, it's very similar, isn't it?
It sure is. Yeah. I mean, you know, that I've seen people really concerned about the benefits package. You know, that, man, it's got, you know, for whatever reason, they just, you know, that becomes the issue. And that's all, it's almost like, well, all they're able to listen for are things that either confirm or debunk whatever the leaders are saying about that. But you could say, and we're going to be painting the offices green, and we're going to be bringing people in from Neptune. They're not even listening to any of that.
Right. Well, yeah. And we, you know, Joel Barker, one of our other Brain Trust members, Joel Barker, who's the guy who works a lot. Oh yeah, in fact, Joel's going to be on the next hour. Joel is the guy who taught us about paradigms.
Yep.
And he would describe what you were just talking about as paradigms. You know, paradigms can be handy, Rick, but paradigms many times, especially in this fast-moving world, paradigms can really be baggage, can't it?
Well, it can, and actually, and to go back to that column, one of the things the guy was saying is that basically that's the way our brain works, is that we need easy shortcuts, and that serves us well, you know, because we're busy, and it can actually, to all the points that you make, can really get in the way, too. It stops
because
we're not thinking things through.
Well, for example, let's just say that one of the things that we really like we like the fact that I'm in sales, and we like the fact that that if I sell something and my customer says, "Can I have it this afternoon?" that we'll send a truck right out there with that. And all of a sudden, this accountant, this CPA, this CFO that I don't really care for in the company because he's, you know, such a tight guy with the money, all of a sudden he's up there telling us that we're not going to have hot shot delivery anymore because it's too expensive. We have to wait till the next day, the next scheduled day. So plan accordingly. Well, if I know that's what he's going to talk about, I'm not going to be listening very well.
Exactly.
Because that's not what I like.
Yep.
That's not my paradigm of customer service.
Right. But let's take it a step further. The next time that finance guy talks about anything, it may have nothing to do with customer service, and might even be talking about something that you basically agree with. You're not going to hear it that way.
Yeah. So what do we learn from all this? What's the lesson here, Rick?
It's hopeless. That's
hopeless.
The big lesson. Yeah.
Well, you know why, don't you?
No, I don't.
Because it's what's the problem with humanity? The humans.
Oh yeah, I forgot that. Well, okay. So what can we do with that? There are a number of things we can do. I think one thing is we need to look in the mirror when we're about to influence somebody or try to influence somebody else and say, so from where they sit, what are those conversations going to go on inside their heads? You know, sort of those little bubbles above cartoon characters,
right?
That what they're thinking. So what are they going to be thinking when I walk in the room? Are they going to go, "Oh no, not Rick again"? Or are they going to go, "Hey, great, Jim"? And that makes a huge difference, because then I need to create strategies based on whatever that reaction is.
I'm going to ask Rick when we come back we got canned heat taking us out here, folks. After canned heat, I'm going to ask Rick, how much honesty can play a part in this thing? Let's just get it out on the table. Let's just get all of our dirty stuff out here on the table and deal with it. How does that work? And we'll do that right after these messages. Tintail, stay with us. A little bit of Van Halen coming back. 7 till, I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Use them to your advantage. Lots of stuff there. Hope you'll check them out, especially the show, all the different ways you can listen to the show at smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the archives are there, the articles, my newsletter, the blog, all that's there. And, of course, our knowledge base, askjim.biz, where you can get small business answers right now. So check those out and use them to your advantage. No barrier to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you come in and hang out with us. Rick Maurer is on our websites. He's been a great contributor to all the things that we do and have done over the years. Your website's beyondresistance.com. Is that right, Rick?
Yes, it is.
M-A-U-R-E-R. Rick Maurer, is if you want to Google him. Rick, we were talking when we went to the break about this resistance that people put up to the messenger, when maybe the message is important to them, but the messenger, it's the right, you know, right message, wrong messenger. If I know that's going on, and if I'm smart and if I'm honest with myself, I have to say, okay, you know, I got some baggage with a couple of these guys. We didn't get along. They didn't like, I took one of their jobs. I was promoted over them. whatever it might be, whatever the baggage might be, he doesn't like the fact that I, you know, I hunt or I fish or I don't go to the right church or whatever the deal is. Let's be honest about it. So my question is, how big a deal is that kind of honesty in a case like this when we're trying to make sure the message gets across? And is it a good idea just to say, okay, folks, I know that in the past some of you and I have had some issues. And I take responsibility for that, but I want you to know that what we're going to talk about today is really important to all of us, and I hope that you will lay all the preconceived attitude you might have about the messenger, me. Would you please take that off the table? Can we have a deal that you'll take that off the table, and let's just listen to the information honestly? What do you think?
Yeah, I like that. And if I were if you were that leader, I would fine tune it a little bit. I'd say, Jim, that's a great thing to do, but people are still going to be skeptical. So what you might say is, look, I know you've had problems with me in the past, and just name a couple of things. I mean, we're talking about a few seconds worth of things. Saying, you know, I know that I have a reputation of not following through on things, and frankly, I'm guilty as charged. And, you know, maybe one other thing. And people start to go, oh, you know, they start to go, God, he gets it. And then say, look, I know that you're probably not going to want to listen to what I have to say. I think it's really important. Could we have a deal that for the next 45 minutes you suspend judgment while I talk about this? Mm-hmm. Afterwards, if you want to go, oh, that's Jim again, fine. But just give me 45 minutes. And then at the end of that presentation, make some promises and say, folks, in the past, you probably thought, well, this is where the idea is going to end because Jim doesn't follow through. I want you to be watching over the next 3 weeks, and here are the things you're going to see. So even though they walk out of the meeting, they probably have listened a little bit more. They're walking out of the meeting still skeptical, and then they start seeing you do something differently. Yeah. That starts to shift the trust. And well, by the way, that conversation I've had with clients.
Yeah. So it's probably not a good idea to say, I know you guys don't like me, and frankly, I don't like you either. So probably shouldn't do that. But you know, what I've had to happen to me before when I was a consultant years ago was I've been the messenger, and they didn't have any baggage with me, but they had baggage with the man who sent me.
Yeah.
It was disrespect by proxy, you know, and so what was happening was they would actually say to me, you know, I'd say, what do you think about this? And they'd say, well, it'd be fine, except this is, you're the third person the boss has sent in here to do this. Nothing's ever happened.
Yeah. Yep. Exactly. Yeah. I mean, that indeed, you know, we're tainted by that.
Yeah.
You know, and on the good, and one of the things you need to look at is if you're a small business owner, is when your truck goes by or pulls into a driveway, do people go, oh, great, they're here, I know I'm going to get good service, or are they going, oh, man, I'm going to have to watch them like a hawk?
Right.
And that has nothing to do with the individual who gets out of the truck.
Mm-hmm.
But that company and that individual need to know that, and they need to do stuff to confound expectations so that people go, wow, they're different.
You can redeem yourself, can't you?
You can. And you see this all the time in political life. You remember Richard Nixon went on national TV and said, trust me, I'm not a crook. That didn't work.
No, that's right.
You just can't do that. What you've got to do is take some responsibility and then do something different.
And also, you got to put a lot of honesty in there too, folks. Honesty with yourself and honesty with the people you're talking with. Hey, Rick, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Oh, it's a pleasure, Jim.
We'll see you next time. Rick Maurer, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back, I promise. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.